Hayes High is wrapping up their year. Marty Straub, Hayes High principal, stops by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. We've got a couple things we want to talk about today. There are plans in place for a commencement for this year. You're going to want to just share the details on how that's going to roll out?
Yeah, I'd love to, James. Thank you. Several weeks ago, the administrative team, we met with the superintendent, and then we also met, my building administrative team met with our student council executive officers as well as the senior class president and talked about what options they would like to see. And we all gave our different ideas, and really the strong consensus among all of us was we need to find a way to honor this exceptional class. And the kids said, you know, even if it's later than May or June, we would rather have a nice formal assembly like a commencement rather than not have anything at all. So that's what we've planned to do. Our tentative date is July 25th. That's a Saturday. And we hope to do that in the morning around 10 o'clock. The venue itself, as far as the location, is really yet to be decided. A lot of that depends upon Fort Hays State University campus and whether one of their larger facilities is available, or we could even have it at Hayes High School. So we're going to be very flexible on the venue, but the formal ceremony we hope to take place on July 25th in the morning. We normally have our graduation on a Sunday, but with no state competitions to come up against with conflicts, we'll be able to have that on a Saturday instead.
Yeah, that's very cool. And you mentioned Fort Hays State University. Is that where it is usually held?
We normally have it at the Coliseum. The kids came up with the idea, you know, even if we have it at Fort Hays, they were curious about even having it at Lewis Field and having it outside, you know, in an early a morning graduation ceremony. So we have talked to Fort Hays State University. Obviously, they're in the midst of trying to decide how they're going to proceed with their different activities out there, too. So we have a good partnership with them, and we're flexible, and they are also. So we may have it out there, or we may have it on our own campus.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, I mean, I would think that regardless of where you have it, everybody's going to be just excited to get together and celebrate the students and celebrate the year, right?
Yes, sir. You know, really, I think the kids, they could have it in a pasture as far as they're concerned, as long as they can have some family members recognize their accomplishments, I think they'd be perfectly fine.
Sure. And that's kind of leading into the other thing we wanted to talk about today, just some of the accomplishments of this class. In light of everything else that's happened, there's still really cool things going on with these students, right?
You know, this class has really been a very high-achieving class. We have 97 of the kids have received over 231 scholarships total. Many of them, about 75% of our kids, plan to do some type of post-secondary training, whether that be a workforce mentorship, or a technical college, community college, or a four-year university. Our kids did really well in the Dane Hansen Scholarship Competition this year. Our seniors this year earned over $500,000. It was right about $531,000 in scholarships. So they've really done well. They've planned for their future. They've taken rigorous coursework. They've done well academically. And because of that, they're being rewarded with some really wonderful scholarships.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I love to hear that so many of them are, you know, continuing their education in one form or another. And I know we've talked several times with folks down there at the district about the importance of, you know, trade schools, tech schools, programs like that, that maybe historically have been in the past, I don't know, slighted maybe you could say, against a traditional four-year program. But those guys are really valuable as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, 13 of the scholarships from Dane Hansen actually were technical college and tech ed scholarships. So it's really kind of a good trend, a good number of kids that sometimes wouldn't have even considered post-secondary training. But we really, I think, have their attention, and they're trusting our counseling and getting them in the right courses and preparing them. This year, I was going to say, James, also, we had for the first time since I've been at Hayes High School, a presidential national scholar. And she's actually One of only 600 scholars in the United States that are being recognized by the executive branch. And if the COVID situation would have straightened out, they would have had a pay trip to Washington, D.C., where they would have competed for the final championships. And that student was Taylor Wiedenhaft, and Taylor was also one of our national commended scholars. So just has done very well, and I wish Taylor the very best.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's an incredible honor. What does that program look like? I mean, is that something that they submit to, or was she just like selected through her, you know, regular achievements at the school?
Well, her academic achievements got her recognized, and then it's a matter of applying and filling out paperwork, doing recommendations, and then it goes through a panel of judges at the national level, and then it's even weeded out another step. So not only was she listed as a commended scholar, presidential scholar, she made it to the semifinals. And again, the finals take place actually on site and in Washington, D.C. We're still not certain if that's going to happen in person this year. It's kind of doubtful that it will because of the COVID, but it's no less of an honor. And again, we're very proud of her.
Yeah, that's incredible. Wow, what an honor. There's something else, and we didn't really kind of even prepare for this, so I'm not sure if you're even ready to talk about it, but, you know, there was an announcement from Fort Hays State yesterday that talked about their kind of planning for reopening in August. Do you guys, have those conversations been had where, you know, if we're still practicing social distancing and who knows what's going to happen over the summer, you're going to be ready to go in August, whether it be on campus or continuing the virtual?
Well, we met last Friday. Mr. Wilson, our superintendent, we meet every Friday, all the administrators and directors for the district, and that conversation came up, and I had a feeling every Friday we're going to just get a little bit more in detail. But we're absolutely at the discretion of the local county health department and the state health department, and whatever they will allow, we will absolutely be ready for it. It may look a lot different. It may look similar, or it may look exactly the same as it has in the past. So I would guess there's going to be a plan A, B, and C that we'll start talking about. But golly, James, we sure hope we get the teachers and the kids back in our schools. But we also need to respect those authorities, those doctors, those scientists that give us the best advice as to what we need to do.
Oh, sure. You know, the one thing I was curious about, and this has come about from conversations with my students or my kids' teachers, you know, if there's social distancing measures in place, how difficult is it going to be in the school district, and especially there at Hays High? I mean, do you have the room to separate students out the way they would need to be if those measures are still there?
Well, you know, I've read and I've listened to different ideas other schools and other states have talked about, and some of those schools and some of those states have talked about reduced schedules where you only bring half your student population on certain days, and you don't move the students, you move the teachers to the kids, so there's less interaction between larger numbers of kids. I just got to believe that there's a lot of creative ways of educating kids, and between now and July, I think we'll all become more and more creative, whether we end up having to implement those different ideas. I guess time will tell.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's exactly it. Who knows what the next few weeks are going to look like. And we're talking about, you know, again, all the way out in August. So lots of question marks, I'm sure. Right.
Yes, sir. You know, I wanted to recognize also, we had some really good news last week, I believe Friday or Saturday. Our state journalism, our kids that competed for state journalism placed second in the Class 5A state competition.
Wow.
It was done virtually this year. We placed second behind Salina Central in Salina, Kansas, and we just really are proud of Miss Augustine. She's a first-year teacher at Hays High. She's taught at a couple other schools, but our kids really did well, and we're very, very proud of them. They also, the yearbook was received the All-Kansas Award for the 2019 edition, and so we really have, again, these kids just, they do well. They've done very well in the fine arts. They've done well in the rigor of high hard academics, and just have been a very high participating class in athletics too. We, as we talked to them as they went through the parking lot today, it was really, they were kind of somber, but they sure lit up and it had fun joking along with them today. One car that had four girls in it actually went through our parking lot four times, and they were, of course, they were joking, and they, you know, just having fun and enjoying seeing some of their old teachers.
Oh, I bet. You know, you mentioned the athletic part of it. How are the students handling, you know, the cutoff, the sudden cutoff of the sports season?
Well, you know, I have to say that when we talk as coaches and teachers and principals, I just feel like this group of kids have handled it so much better than what we would have imagined handling it had we been in their situations. I guess when it comes to a situation of health and life and death, that I think our kids understand that sometimes the entire society has to sacrifice some things, and they get it. I think they were greatly disappointed. We were greatly disappointed, but on the other hand, we know that we have one life, and we have to make sure we take good care of it and keep each other safe. So, James, they're doing as well as anybody, and sometimes I think they're probably more resilient in those ways of adjusting to change than we as adults are.
Sure. Well, we're about out of time here, sir, but I'm wondering, anything else we want to try to squeak in before we go?
Well, I just want to give a shout out to our food service folks at USD 49. We served another 460 meals today. Before we took the break a few weeks ago, we were up to over 600 every day. We hope that number grows. We're practicing safe distancing. We're using face shields. We're using gloves. So I encourage the local families, any student, any child ages 1 through 18 can come in through drive-through at Hayes High, Hayes Middle School, or Lincoln Elementary School between 11:30 and 12:30, and we'd love to offer that assistance to them. I also want to give a shout-out to the downtown business group down there. Pace Repair and others just really have stepped up, and Breeze Coffee House and many others in that area have stepped up, because that week when we didn't serve food, those businesses stepped up, and there were many benefactors in town that donated to that cause, and it just really reminds us that there's real benefits to living in a small rural town in western Kansas, that people step up and help one another when they're in need. So thank you to all the parents, all the business and community members here. Thank you to our nutrition staff of USD 49 as well.